Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 2nd, 2018, the first Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Eric.
They say good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who wait. And I generally buy into that and believe that and find that to be true. The one issue, I don't like to wait. And my guess is that many of you here don't like the wait either. You know, the waiting game is tough, and nobody likes it. This parking lot situation nearly killed me. Okay, talk about waiting for something for a month. But again, in that wait, we now have, although it's not quite finished yet, a parking lot that we can drive on that has good drainage that will be there for the parish for long after I am gone and you're gone. God be praised. Good things come to those who wait. The other day, I was mindful of this as I was going through the Rite Aid drive-through pharmacy, getting my blood pressure medication. And it never fails. It never fails. Somebody pulls in front of me, and I know that that is going to be the person who elects to be counseled by the pharmacist on side effects of their medicine. But I always get the person who not only wants to be counseled by the pharmacist in the side effects of the medication, by the time that she takes, she wants to be counseled by the pharmacist in all of her life's issues. And so I'm sitting there with my blood pressure going up, hence why I need to go get the blood pressure medication, waiting for this person to be done. Or you go through the McDonald's drive-thru, and it never fails. It never fails. I get the person in front of me who thinks that it's a good idea to go through the drive-thru and order for the 42 friends she has back at her house. And you can hear her. You can hear him or her saying to the person in the loudspeaker thing, well, I want a quarter pounder with cheese, or maybe I don't want cheese on that, or maybe I need two quarter pounders, or maybe, oh my good and heavenly Lord, go inside, right? Go inside, because I need my quarter pounder with cheese to go with the blood pressure medication that I just got from the Rite Aid pharmacy. Now, the good news is you get the blood pressure medication after you wait for a little while. The good news is you get your quarter pounder with cheese after you wait a little while. Good things come to those who wait. I look at our RCIA folks today. And again, this is a sacrifice. They're meeting every week, generally, after Mass for an hour to an hour and a half. And as you can tell, most of these are young people. And then Nikki. But it's okay, Nikki. We love you. You're the wisdom figure here, I know. And so, but you think about this. I mean, they're sacrificing. But I can tell them with absolute certainty that good things come for those who wait. And so again, this waiting period of joining the church, it will be absolutely sweet and wonderful on Easter Vigil when you're able to receive the sacraments. Good things come to those who wait. The problem is we don't like waiting. And that means that this Advent season tends to just get blown by. And we tend to lose sight of what this Advent season is about because we don't like to wait. So how many of us are right in Christmas mode already? We are getting those presents purchased. We are getting the house decorated. We got all that type of stuff. It's Christmas all the time. But the problem becomes good things come to those who wait. And if we don't wait well, maybe that's the key word, well, then Christmas doesn't mean nearly as much. But if we use Advent for what it's intended for, to wait well, amazing things can happen. Our love for Christ and our love for one another will abound. And if I had to say that I had one wish for all of us here at St. Jerome for this Advent season, it would be exactly what St. Paul said in his second reading. This is absolutely wonderful, and it's absolutely the critical piece of Advent. He says this, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Advent, if we wait well, is a time for us, for our hearts to abound in love for one another and for Jesus Christ. But again, if we just let it pass by and we don't wait well, we miss an opportunity of a lifetime to fall even more deeply in love with our Lord and Savior. And so how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we wait well? At the doors of the church, you'll see this little thing. It's called an Advent of Kindness. And again, it's simple things to do every day. Simple things to do to mark your Advent season with goodness, with kindness, with love. Yesterday was day one. Give someone a hug or a compliment. Nothing all that hard. Let someone cut in front of you in line at the store. You know? Day three, buy your priest bourbon. Oh, that's what's on mine. I'm sorry. Hold the door open for someone. Just things like that. Again, nothing that's huge or monumental, but little things every single day. Mother Teresa said, do little things with great love. Little things every day that help us to encounter Jesus Christ in other people and then within ourselves. Little things. Maybe it's a simple fact that you've taken one of those little Word Among Us booklets and you're going to do faithfully the meditation every single day. Again, just to spend a little time in prayer with our Lord to abound in love for one another and for Him. Maybe it's that you're going to make that dreaded confession this year that you don't want to do, but you know you need to, on our Day of Grace in a few weeks. Again, those are all ways to mark this Advent by waiting well. By not jumping to Christmas, but by putting in the energy and the effort to pray, to reflect, and to love as we ought. My dear friends, there is so much goodness and happiness and joy and love that can come from Christmas that we miss if we don't wait well. And so my prayer for all of us is that the Lord will make us increase and abound in love for one another and for all, so that He strengthens our hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.